Welcome to the Freemasons Podcast, coming to you live from Morningstar Lodge number 47. Leave your aprons at the door, my brothers.
My mama said they were magic shoes, so we're up and running.
Whee!
Yep.
Here we are.
I'm in a mood.
Oh, dear.
Yes. Not in a mood. I'm not in a bad mood. I'm just, I don't know.
Just being George. George being George.
Tried to hurt you, Joey. Hello, and welcome to the Freemasons Podcast with your hosts, Right Worshipful Brother George Mudry.
Worshipful Brother Joe.
And Worshipful Brother Ken.
We're up here, episode 201.
201.
Ode to Joe.
Coming down ode. Off the high from episode 200.
Yep. Ode to
so,
Joe.
We're doing a little ode to Joe today, and the purpose of it is because I don't think I've properly paid homage to you two boys.
Homage.
For you guys coming up here with me and being part of this shit wagon we call a podcast.
I think you've thanked us numerous times.
I have thanked you, but I've never actually, like, I don't know, we've never done an episode, just, you know. Appreciating you. So before we do that, let's do some housekeeping. Joe is still on Facebook hater, so just want to say everybody likes us and joins the community on Facebook and likes the page.
Thank you.
Mr. Ken.
Yeah, over on Instagram, which I finally was able to log back into. Thanks, George. Mary Kantorowski. Roy Rock, AJ Davis, Ryan N., Dave Lambert, Dwayne Danks, Garrett Wright, who apparently unliked us and then liked us again. Thank you for that. Patricio Pizzoa, something in Cyrillic that I cannot pronounce nor read. Kveldfer BNB, Austin Johns, MJ Concrete. Thanks, boys. Mario, Danielle Gaffney, Brady Marshall. Jubilee and Harvey Gutierrez. Thank you, brothers and friends.
Beautiful. Over on YouTube, we actually had a new YouTube subscriber and a new Discord boy today.
Oh.
Or not today, but a couple days ago. Lucas Gabbert.
Oh, cool. Oh, I know that name.
Yep. He's the new guy in the Discord, and I believe he's faring okay. He hasn't been torn apart by gangrene quite of yet.
Did he pass the toilet paper test?
To which there's going to be a new test apparently that gangrene is coming up with.
Oh, great.
It's probably one I'll disagree with them on too.
I haven't seen the flames or anything since logging into Discord recently, so he must be doing well.
Because I'm an under guy on the TP issue.
Really?
I'm an under.
So
survived this long.
Yeah, I know, right?
Works just the same.
But our fantasy football has kicked off today. And just want to be clear that, Danny, you're getting your ass kicked and beating you right now.
Right now.
Well, it says I got a 63% chance of winning. He's got a 37.
That doesn't matter.
Oh, scratch that. Now I have an 83. He's got a 17% chance.
Yeah,
so
keep going back and forth.
I think I've dispatched him.
We might have to do it at a future date once we get a little maybe further into the season, do a live sports update.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be great.
That would be fun. But anyway, in other news, I just want to say to Lucas Gabbert, let's give him a toast. He's our new Discord guy. We don't toast our YouTube people. Yeah, we do individually, but he's also a Discord guy. So let's lead it.
You can lead it.
I can lead it.
Yeah, you do it.
Brethren, right hand to arms.
To arms.
Ready?
Ready.
Aim.
Fire, good fire, fire off. Together, brothers.
Vivat, vivat, vivat. Beautiful.
Welcome, brother.
Charge him one more time, boys.
Oh, boy.
This stuff is a little
You'll be a little fine. Harsh. Suck it up, buttercup.
All right.
Better cold.
Yes, Dad.
It's not bad, though. We have a new Apple review.
Oh, goody.
Yeah. Sweet. 140 ratings and another five-star review. Mm. So for everybody.
And another one.
And another one.
Another one.
So for everybody who goes on Apple and rates us and gives us five-star reviews, we appreciate it. It helps out tremendously.
Yeah.
Gets our numbers up, and it helps us tremendously. I can't even say that. I can't stress that enough. So here we go. This one's from 36BMoney21.
Oh.
Ooh. Another dope Freemasonry show.
Nice.
Five-star review. Really like the show. Real brothers, no hold bars. Yeah. Nope. No, we don't.
We don't.
Yeah. Well, Kenny usually does.
No, see the belt out there? We don't. We don't hold bars.
Like good. No holds bars.
Go, good to hear East Coast represent here. Took my EA on... Oh, I seen a brother today in Home Depot. But we'll get into that later. 6/28/21 at Ron Hill Lodge, Endicott, New York. Endicott. Yeah,
I got it. Endicott, yeah.
Maybe y'all can come visit our lodge sometime and bring some of that famous New Haven pizza. Yeah.
Oh. Well worth the trip.
Well worth the trip, yep. We've been banging into a lot of brothers lately.
Yeah.
Brother in Home Depot today.
Was he a Mason?
He got the hat on. And I said, I walked by him and I said...
See the joke I was trying to pull there that fell flat on its face?
No idea. I missed
Mason,
it.
Home Depot.
Gotcha.
Supplies. Yeah,
so I passed by him and I said, how you doing, brother? And he's like, hey, how you doing? And he just walked by. And then he stopped.
Yeah.
He turned around to look. And he's like, yeah. It was like that moment. Right. Yeah. I know you.
Took a moment to process.
I just took my forearm and I flashed my forearm. And he was like, yeah. My brother. And then I banged in the Carlo to our Carl from the Paladins today.
Yeah. Oh, how's he doing?
He's doing all right. He lost his dog, though, so that's kind of sad. But anyway, before we get any further and get into conversation, let's toast 36BMoney21.
B-Money!
B-Money.
You guys lead it. Somebody lead it. Pick it. Draw straws.
Brother, right hand to arms.
Two arms.
Ready.
Ready.
Aim. Fire, good fire, fire all. Together, brothers.
Viva, viva, viva. All right. One last order of business, Joe. Tell them how to get into Discord.
You can get into Discord by joining Patreon for as little as $5 a month. You'll get exclusive access to Patreon content, as well as an invite to join us in our Discord channels, which includes quite a few different chat channels. I think there's at least 10, and including our fantasy football, which is going to be on fire later tonight, I'm sure.
Yep.
And also, you will get your... ever elusive Freemasons podcast gold tone pin, all for as little as $5 a month on Patreon.
And if you haven't gotten your pin yet and you're in there, reach out to Jim Rafferty. He is in Discord. And if he doesn't, get a hold of me and I'll chew his ass out.
Beautiful.
Not
Bobby
really.
First
He's kind of big. It's a big
pin,
ass to chew out. So.
More people to. More to go around, I guess.
Let's see here. We'll go through the comments real quick. Herbert Nelson, good morning from Australia. Ooh, morning. Monday.
Good day.
Bleh.
Yeah, it's the future over.
Lugarius made it in time. Awesome. You missed the last two when I did Enki, though.
Yeah, that's right. Somehow we managed to miss the Lost Keys of Enki. We were doing them just for you by request, and you stood us up.
That's all right. That's why it's a podcast. You can always go back and listen to your own brother.
Fair point. Thank you, Lugarius. Nice to have you. Anyway, as we said, this episode is going to be Ode to Joe. Why? Because I feel like I need to pay homage to the boys. So
somehow I'm thinking it's not going
to
be
It is! I swear to God. In the very first video, and I don't know if Joe's going to be able to see it, which he should be able to see it. He'll definitely be able to hear it, is a video I picked out just for you.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Show the folks at home.
Yeah. You ready?
Yep.
All right, let me get back out of here, go into here, and hit this.
Just come, just hold on to the tree.
Oh, I love these.
You know this one.
Yes.
Why is she not wearing pants? Are those just like beige leggings or something? That was terrifying.
Especially a Bills fan. Good.
Oh. Oh, he had the helmet on.
But he's still tracking his beard. Yeah, still got his beard. And he's still okay.
And he's good. Oh, this is not going to end well.
Oh.
Never come off your feet. Oh, that was a dislocated hip. Let's see how this is funny. That man's injured. Look.
It's really funny. Jeez.
So he slipped.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Oh, into the bus.
He almost got it. Oh, pull. But you know what? At least he got into the grass, so it wasn't as bad.
No, the grass is still slippery. That's.
I know, but it's a softer fall. Oof. Oh, Christ.
He abandoned the shovel. The shovel would have given him friction. He's going all the way down. Down the mountain.
This is my favorite.
Snow. I mean,
it looks like Bruce Smith.
Streets.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Streets look fine to me.
He goes, oh, God damn.
No, from the Ring camera.
That's going to leave him. He's hurt.
I've had those kinds of falls, man.
Oh, like, Jesus. That guy did like the freaking Rockette.
Kids are so mean.
I was recording you.
Oh, he's gonna hit his head on the tank. Boom!
Right in the exhaust pipe.
Oh, Christ.
He's gonna go down again, isn't he?
Oh.
That was like a cake. He dropped a cake.
I wore the wrong socks.
It's a polar seltzer bear.
I did get to ride a bear once.
That looks like a SWAT team roll.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Look at that hat.
How's that working for you?
Oh, my God. The window.
That's what happened.
You thought that'd be cool, didn't you? You can't stop.
You're never going to make it back to your car. You're there forever.
You're good friend, Joe. Aww.
Thanks for watching.
Thank you.
All right, Ken, I got another one to cue. Cool. To whatever it is.
In the Q would be the correct pronunciation.
I don't know. I just figured I'd play some videos to make you laugh.
I like that.
I
so,
feel like I'm being set up.
I really haven't heard you laugh in a while. So
does Joe have to close his eyes while I go to the other tab here?
Don't want
to
close my eyes. Nah, you're fine. Don't worry about it.
Okay. It's in the history. It should be anyway.
Oh, so instead of watch later, I have to go into the damn history now?
Yeah. I think so. Come on, you got it.
All right, give me a second. Talk about something while I do this.
So anyway.
I feel like I'm being set up. Like, you're like, oh, we're going to watch this funny video. We're going to watch this funny video, and then there's going to be one that's
there's no setup. I swear to God. I just, I don't know. You said that. I'm trying to think of.
I don't believe it.
Okay. I'm just, there's things that you said you liked.
I do like.
So.
You picked a good one. I do like people following.
Should be one of the top ones right there now.
It's horrible.
I mean, I don't know what I'm looking for, so.
Yep, top one. Just below. Yeah, you got it.
This
you
one?
Got it.
Okay.
Here we go, Joe. This one's for you as well, buddy.
It's going to take a second. Hold on.
What's going on?
Hang on.
Dito Dude 100. Sup, brethren? What's going on, brother? We're doing Ode to Joe, and I found a bunch of funny videos for Joe to. I like hearing Joe laugh.
It's Joe's day.
It's a good, hearty laugh when Joe laughs. So it's Joe's day. And this is the way I can appreciate him is by finding videos that I found on the internet. And we're going to play them. And this one is called People Running Fails.
Okay. You ready?
Joe likes to run.
Anything that has
so
fail
this is
in it.
Joe.
Is
Joe good. Likes to run. So.
Yeah. I've had my share of spills.
Yeah, that's why. watching people fall on their asses. It's just freaking hilarious.
Okay. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe, folks.
Smash that like button.
Smash it. Oh, that is a dress right
there.
That
would be in the middle.
Holy
Sorry.
Shit.
That looks like one of those My Gypsy Wedding deals.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, this has got bad news written all over it. It's got written.
Oh, God.
And then she gets like.
She's buried.
It's like when you land and a parachute comes over the top and you're like, what the hell?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What did you think was going to happen?
I mean,
yeah.
She's probably in high heels, too.
Yep. No, I'm sure she took her shoes off. For
yes,
that.
Yes, oh, yes, yes.
Good stuff.
Oh, come on, Ken.
I didn't do it.
Yes, yes.
Oh!
The music makes.
Oh, these are terrible. Oh my God, this got bad news. She's going to let go. Oh!
And he's dead.
Oh, I've seen this one. This is one of my
favorites. Damn!
Second. And I said, what are you doing running? And you're saying it was really good out?
It's the perfect texture for running. Very low impact on its driest.
Yeah, this isn't going to end well. I've seen this one a bunch of times.
A lot of people out here, like he said, running, sledding, just enjoying
it. Oh!
It's the perfect texture.
That is without a doubt a
good thing there was an ambulance there.
That is without a doubt a concussion.
Gonna jump and, like, he's going to, like, trip. Go.
Oh, looks like your man's got this.
Oh, oh,
never mind. He's gone. No reaction from the...
What the hell?
Stay down!
Stay down?
Stay down? What the hell is that?
What are you, like... give him first aid or something? Like, he's gone. Oh, my God. These are very cringy videos.
Yeah, but they're funny.
These are funny as hell.
The emotion I'm experiencing right now, cringiness.
I just decided to be a jackass to animals anyway.
Yeah, that's what you get.
Karma. Instant karma.
Goose should come over and bite him now while he's down.
Poop on him.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Taxi. Somebody yell taxi.
Oh, God. Oh, Christ.
What the hell was that?
Why are they fighting? This is just a fight. Why
yes,
are we watching?
Yes, 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 yes!
Oh.
Is that a ginger?
No. Yeah, I think so. Maybe it's just a red saturated video.
You're leaning way far from
it. Gonna say, God.
Oh, he's wearing like leggings or something too.
I've done that exact maneuver before. Come on, keep running. Run it off.
You can see the blood in his jeans there.
Oh, God. I don't even know what this is all about. They're in a huddle. I hope they're all not going to just take off in the sprint and run, because that's going to be a catastrophe. It's the ginger kid. Number 30, right? What the hell was that?
What was that? Why was that?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
oh shit. Please tell me he doesn't go over the side. Oh, my God.
I don't want
please tell me. I don't want to see this shit.
Oh,
okay. All right.
See, that's okay.
All right. That's okay.
Kids fall down all the time. That's. Okay.
Oh, this is always a bad idea, running through a hotel hallway. Oh, my God.
When we're done with this one, Ken, I'm going to have you search one that I found.
I got one more, though. I got one more. And then it'll be...
Making Ken work today.
Yeah, we're making Ken work.
Oh, that's a cute puppy.
Oh,
that was take a cute
one. Oh, I feel. See, I feel bad for the puppy.
No, he's fine.
Oh, here you go, Joe. Here you go, Joe.
Did he kick himself in the head?
That's hard snow, too.
You're a champion.
It's not fluffy snow.
You're a champion.
You're a champion. You're a champion. He doesn't look like a champion.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Running fails.
Oh, boy. Guy in the blue looks like Perry.
Are you boys able to see The Green Knight yet? What's that?
I think it's a movie.
Is it, really?
Yeah, but I don't. I think
three,
it only came out in theaters.
Two,
Dito Dude. One, let me know what that. Let me know what that is. If it's a movie or not.
I don't understand what I'm watching here. Oh, parkour.
Parkour!
His mistake was not yelling parkour.
You have to yell parkour.
Oh, my God. Oh, I thought it was going to pop somebody in the kneecap and take him out.
Is that guy in the middle holding a camera? That's not going to end.
So it probably ends right now, given the quality of the videos we've seen so far. Oh, this guy's going down.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He looks like Brewer. He looks like Tom Brewer. Oh, look. Oh, my God.
Oh, he's already got a head injury.
I was going to say.
He probably just stroked out there mid-run.
Pull the hammy.
Why is he still moving?
Somebody's going off the roof, man.
Very amateurish video.
Oh,
that's what you get right in the eye.
Dumb bitch.
Looks like a boxer.
No,
it looks like a boxer.
An accurate description of that dog.
It's a movie on Prime. You'll get a kick out of it. A knightly initiation for sure. I'll have to check that out. No, I haven't seen it yet. Green Knight. Have
yeah, it has
that.
To do with...
The Green Lantern sucks, so I hope it's nothing like that.
No, it's Arthurian. It's based on one of the King Arthur...
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'll have to check it out.
Where, like, the Green Knight comes and challenges, I think it's Sir Gawain, and says, I'll be back in, like, 2 years or something, and you have until then to train, and it's a whole...
Same thing, kind of cool in the history.
Sir Comstance.
One thing that Joe is really good at...
Here, I knew it was going to come to an end.
No. Hear me out. Is how you are with my kids when you see it. They scare one another and all that stuff. So
you bully them, but in like the most loving, like uncle-like way. Yeah.
And one of the things that you know, when you're up here with, you know, Hannah or Georgie or Ethan or Erica, you know, you want them to get hurt, but not really get hurt.
Right. Like the one that you could just rub a little spit on and it'll be
so
fine.
So this next video is going to be a bunch of kids. Hilariously getting hurt,
but not seriously.
Not seriously. Okay, hurt. Good. So you're gonna go into the history, and you're gonna see it right there. Best fail moments, kid compilation.
This is gonna be great. This is gonna be great.
All right, let's see here. That's not what I want to do. I want to go in like this thing here, and then go. This is what I do. I talk to myself while I do things on the computer. You'll get used to it. And we hit this button and wait for the ad to play because nobody needs to see that. Okay. This is another ad. Yet another ad. You know, I'm not going to enable their monetization. We're going to skip that. There we go. Okay, here we go. And we will switch transition. And we'll dump out of here. We'll go here. We'll go here. You want to cue this one up, or you want
to? I mean, that's pretty much it. It's just, Joe is really good at my kids when he sees them.
And you have to try to catch it with your forehead, okay? If you catch it, you get to keep it.
Oh, man. Okay? Yeah, this looks like something Joe would do.
Ready?
Yep.
Set.
Carrot on a stick with a $100 bill.
I think I did the Polish arm wrestling with Georgie, didn't I?
Yes, you did. That's why I queued this video up.
Aw, he's fine.
These things freaking crack me up.
He's going to come right back and get her to pull.
It's funny because it's not dangerous.
Yeah, she's smiling. She's good.
Whack again!
She's having fun.
Apparently.
She thinks everybody's laughing with her. It's cool.
Grace, and now it's going to come the other way.
That one's low. You're going to have to jump. Or just
hang on. There you go.
Just hold on for dear life. I mean, shit.
Like an Afghan? Never mind. Oh, I love these TikTok fails. That's not really funny.
Yeah.
Somebody hit again. Hit
oh! Yeah,
right in the face with a pool noodle.
I'm sorry for
walking off, Dad. You'll be fine.
Oh, Ken, pause this real quick.
Yes.
I just want to apologize to everybody who's watching. This has got nothing to do with masonry. I just wanted to put up videos that Joe would like and get a crack on it.
He is laughing at them, so this is so far a success.
Yeah, this is so far a success. And that's basically what we're doing. We're just horsing around today and making Joe laugh. Go ahead.
Oh, that was almost
a face on the crossbar.
Yeah. Oh, this is hysterical.
Okay, these kids are older, so it's okay if they get hurt.
Yep.
Oh! Oh, he didn't get up after that.
Come on! It's like a little switch ball. You're fine. Get up.
He lost consciousness for a second.
Oh, I don't like this. I don't like this. I don't like this.
Oh!
That was
okay.
Kid's getting hit in the face with a
volleyball. Now that table's collapsing, I'm guessing. That table's gonna...
Oh!
All right.
Hi, my name is Isabel, and today I'm going to be showing you my bar work.
Oh, my kids do this too. Like, they pretend they're YouTubers and they, like, do little videos of themselves.
See, you know what I just realized, boys?
What?
After this video, Ken, pause it. I said after the video. I just realized we're watching videos, but we're not doing it. So this isn't going to work for the podcast episode for.
When it's.
When we go to Apple.
Well,
when we
they
go
could look
to
at
Apple.
It and maybe we could put some of the links in the description.
That's why I'm trying.
Well.
Yeah, you'll have to add the show notes. And I mean, I'm trying to describe it, but it's impossible to describe.
You know what we could do though? You know what we could do though? This I don't know how to do it, but upload the video to Spotify. I know you can upload video to Spotify, so mm-hmm. Apple just won't have this episode.
We'll have to try to figure that out.
Yeah, continue. Mm-hmm.
All right. That bar's going down.
Oh, God. Oh, that looks painful.
Oh. Yep. So the equipment did not fail. She failed, yeah. Oh, but look, she's got a good... she's a good sport about it. She's a good sport.
Oh, my God.
Go, Ridley, do your cartwheel.
That's how I do cartwheels.
That's cute, though. That's cute.
It's cute when she
does
it.
Trying to do cartwheel. Oh.
That's like me trying to do a cartwheel. Ask Danny Sharkus. I tried to do one at a party once. It did not go well. It went about like that. Well. It could have been worse.
Yeah, it could have been.
Stamped concrete. Don't those things have like... Those things have like child warnings all over them. Why would you...
Oh, there's nothing worse than this. Roller skate fails are all day long.
It's not going well. What's your plan here?
Oh, she's not even getting up.
You got to go up next to the fence. Use the fence to pull yourself up. Mechanical advantage.
Roll over to your stomach. That's what you got. You got
to
roll over to your stomach.
Not even trying to help her here.
And then pull your feet out from underneath you.
Because you'd rather get video of it.
Right, I know. Ugh, fair point.
Well, because the kid's having a good time. That's why.
Oh, this got bad news written all over it. She's up. She's up. Nope. Nope. She's not. She give up. She give up.
You can do this, Damien.
Oh, Damien. Poor Damien.
Oh, you missed her.
Jumped right over the skim board there, Damien. Better luck next time.
One more time.
I could use a day at the beach. That looks fun right now.
Okay. I still think you'd be better if you just try and get your body on the board.
Like, no,
he's gonna try again. He's gonna try again.
I know better.
$10 easy misses again. Yep. Oh.
Kid wants to surf. Let him surf.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, shit.
Oh, somebody did not set that place game up properly.
Well, I think there were adults on it.
Oh, my God. How much more to this, Ken? Oh, we're almost done. All right.
A few seconds.
And there's one very short one I want to show you guys. It's been my favorite, like, the last couple days.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that thin little small ass.
Oh, she's. Oh, that's going to hurt if her head hits the ground.
Oh!
Wow.
Good God.
Yeah, give your kid a concussion. That's good. And that's got to be an older sibling laughing like that.
Oh, at least she's okay. For a second there, I thought she, like, wasn't breathing or something. Like, Jesus. All right. Too cringy for me.
So here's a good one for you.
All right. Let me transition back over to...
So you're going to have to do a little search on YouTube.
Mode. Okay.
And for those listening at home, I would encourage you to search at the same time. Put Phil Collins.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Kid on bike.
Phil Collins isn't doing so well right now. You know he's not going to be touring anymore, right?
It's that top one, that one right there.
This one here?
Yep.
Okay. Let's go here.
So I'm going to set this up a little bit. You guys are familiar with the song In the Air Tonight?
Yep, by Phil Collins.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow, I cannot type to save my life today. All right, so we got that.
I promise you guys, we'll get into more Masonic shit.
Yeah, this is the only one that I'm going to...
No. I'm saying another episode. We'll do more Masonic stuff in another episode. Right now, we're just paying homage to Joe and watching some funny videos. Why? Because it's Sunday.
Homage.
It's the day after September 11th. And
it's episode 201, too.
Yeah, it's episode 201. So,
all right. So
this one is one. It's only 10 seconds, so you can play it a couple times if you want.
Is it that good?
I think it is.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
This is right in my wheelhouse.
Oh, God.
So the drum solo.
Exactly.
The drum solo synced up with the kid hitting. He's riding a bike down a hill,
hits these garbage cans.
It makes the exact sound you expect.
So, you know what probably That's happened good. Was the parents were filming this, heard the garbage bins go over and go, oh my god, that sounds just like Phil Collins' drum solo.
Drum solo.
I probably watched that like 10 times in a row. Easy. Easy.
That's solid, Joe.
Well, all right.
Well done.
So, next one a video I have.
You have another?
I have one more.
Wait, there's more.
I have one more, and then we'll continue on from there. But one more video, and this video, Joe, you have a dog.
I do.
Holly.
Holly, I love my Holly.
Mm-hmm. So I know you. You're a big. You love your dog.
Absolutely.
So this next video, Ken, if you go into the history, there you go. Do it, Ken. Do it. Go to history. Do it. Do it. Come on. Killing me, Ken.
I'm trying here, man.
You were just there a minute ago.
I mean, I can go in here.
Yeah.
Freemasons podcast. Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
And okay. I don't know why that guy started talking. That's interesting.
Jean-Louis?
I don't know where to go.
Go into our channel. Your channel.
Your channel.
And now go to history.
Oh, I see. Come on. Whatever, dude.
So you're going to go down to the third one, dogs just below us.
People over?
Yep. Dogs knocking
above
people over.
The
up. There you go, right there. So this one is going to be dogs wiping people out.
Always good entertainment Always value great. In that.
Was the green light good? Oh, Ligarius, he's asking Dito Dude. Yeah, we definitely have to watch that movie. I will definitely check that out. Last video, and then we'll go into some story time in Masonic Lodge. It's about funny shit that's happening there.
Yeah. Okay, you ready?
Fire away.
Here we go. Dogs knocking people over compilation.
Oh, boy, that dog's moving.
Oh!
German Shepherd to the crotch.
Oh, is that, or is that a German Malinois? Or is that a Belgian Malinois?
I don't think it matters. It impacted the crotch.
Malinois,
that's all that
matters.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Oh, he really wants the pom-pom on that hat, so
he gets it.
Retriever's pulling it off.
What the hell kind of dog is that?
Some kind of fluffy puppy.
Looks like a chocolate lab or something.
Oh!
Nah, I want to see when they get going. That's what I love, seeing the dog just go, yep.
Oh.
Boom!
They always go for the legs, too.
Yeah.
Like they just run right through the legs.
Well, they know they're not going to stop them.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Hey, at least it's in the snow. Yeah. Kids can't get hurt if they fall in the snow.
Until?
Until there's ice.
Oh, no.
Then it's an ice fail with dogs.
Is that a boxer?
Looks like
a boxer.
Yeah.
Beautiful boxer.
Wet. Don't fall.
Oh, boy.
Boom!
You should have.
So we got some kids dancing in the living room. And the German Shepherd
he's getting
has
more frisky.
Mounted him.
That's cute. That's a big dog.
Oh, he doesn't know how big
he is. This kid's sitting. He's getting cleaned out. Oh. Right into the wall. Yep.
That's what you get for sitting on the dog bed. That's a dog's bed.
Did you get that on camera?
I did. Oh, that's a big ass. That's not a husky. It's got to be an Alaskan Malamute.
Whatever. It looks like a husky.
It looks like a... That one looks like
Malamutes and huskies look similar.
Get him again.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Oh. Look, he's ready to pounce
he
again.
He just wants to play.
Oh, Christ. Oh, boy.
Yep.
Joseph Van Howe checking in. What's going on, brother? We're just watching some funny videos of... People getting taken out by dogs.
Yep.
This is all homage to Joe because he likes watching videos that make him laugh. So.
Taken out by dogs in entertaining ways.
Yes.
Not like, you know, mauled by wolves or anything.
Awesome
for watching.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah, like and subscribe.
Anyway.
Grazie.
Yeah, that was cool.
It was fun.
I like that.
I like watching that shit. So, anyway.
And now we have nothing to talk about.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, what do we got in the comments?
So
here?
Things that... let's talk about some things that have made Mr. Joe laugh in Lodge
In Lodge.
In Lodge. Things that have happened to you in Lodge that were you found absolutely freaking hilarious. Because I know there's been times, because I know I've been there before, where we've been in Lodge. And, let's just be clear. There is a certain degree of horseplay that does happen at the Lodge. And it was Steve Saxton, who's actually, Worshipful Brother Steve Saxton, who has had me literally in stitches in Lodge to where I couldn't even catch my breath. So let's hear some things that you were in Lodge that have gotten you laughing.
There's and some of it comes at the expense of brothers. So that's fine. Those brothers, I apologize. But especially when you get some of the older brothers in Lodge, and they may not realize that they're
flatulating.
I knew it was going to be toilet humor.
And like they just go, you're just sitting there and you're talking in the middle of a meeting or a degree, and you just hear, aww. And they tend to go on and on and on.
And then you get the report at the end. It's like,
and then you, the one that really comes to mind, it's not a fart related one. It was Hawaiian shirt night at Ashlar Aspetuck. And we had an older brother, Danny Sanchez, who was in the marshal's chair.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sitting, I'm either in the steward's chair or the junior warden's chair. I forget which one. So I'm on that side of the room. And worshipful brother Aaron McGoldrick is right next to me. And I look up at Danny Sanchez, and he's wearing shorts. But his shorts are so short that the apron is below the hemline of the short. And it looks like he has no pants on. Like, it literally looks like he's sitting there in a Hawaiian shirt and no pants.
That's great.
And I look over to Brother Aaron McGoldrick, and I give him a little elbow, and I'm like, Sanchez has no pants on. He goes, what? Like, look at Sanchez. He's got no pants on. Well,
you can't unsee it after.
He starts cracking up. Then I start laughing even harder because he's trying not to laugh, which is never successful.
No. Yeah.
And seeing him try to hold it in makes me want to laugh more. And then next thing you know, both of us are sitting there with their heads down trying to not make eye contact because we pull it together for a little while. And then as soon as you lock eyes, boom, you just start cracking up again. That happened to you and
you
I.
You and I. I don't remember what
it was. I don't remember what
God.
It was about either. It's probably Messner related, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
But it was something that was really funny.
Oh, I cannot remember what it was. And I was actually I was sitting here thinking to myself, like, me and you had a moment when we were in Lodge, and I can't remember exactly what the hell happened, but we're sitting, now mind you, for anybody who's a Mason, I would say in the north, most people sit, right?
Yeah.
Because that's kind of like the bleacher creatures, the spectator region, yeah, right?
It's the mezzanine.
It's the mezzanine, yeah, right?
Or the press box, like that.
I'm over in the junior steward's chair, and so we're literally facing directly away from directly at each other, and I can't remember for the freaking life of me what happened, but I feel like I made a gesture about something.
Some inside joke or
some
something.
Inside like, joke, and I started, which got Joe going.
Well,
and then
the two
of us couldn't look at each other for the remainder of the Lodge meeting. Like, I look over at Joe, and he's just staring at the wall, like off to the right.
Yeah, because I was trying to not make, because I knew once it happened that I knew you and I would find it funny. I just knew it.
I can't remember.
So I'm like,
no,
I can't look over. I can't look over, and I can't look over. And then, like, I felt you. Like staring at me, then I look over.
Well, that's part of the fun though, because now I'm staring at you, egging you on. Looking, I'm like, come on, look at me.
I'm like, no,
look at me.
And then I look up, and we're both like. I mean, thankfully, I think we were wearing masks at the time, so it was a little easier to cover up.
Yes, yeah.
But it lasted. We were going for like a good 10-15 minutes, I think.
Oh yeah.
And then I think it was during a degree.
It was during a degree. That's the best part of it, though. They were walking around. I think it was during the circumambulation. Oh, God. I cannot fucking talk today.
No.
But apparently you can swear.
You can swear, though.
I never have a problem with that. Yeah. But it was during the
circumambulation.
Thank you.
You never really want to, like, openly start, you know,
no, I can't
laughing hilariously during a degree.
I feel like it was like an ass cheek or something else. Was it like a candidate who had, like, his pants dropping and you just see, like, ass cheeks hanging out or something?
I honestly don't remember. It was something silly. There was something silly, and I'm like, don't look up. Don't
I
look
feel up. It was like an ass cheek hanging out or something, and I can't remember what the hell it was, but it was anyway, it was pretty funny.
You know, so other things, like I can remember when I was senior deacon, Right Worshipful Brother Ray Collette was treasurer, so I'm sitting right next to the treasurer's desk, and then Right Worshipful Brother Rob Kerwin was the master at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So here I am caught in the crossfire, and they're cousins, and they would sit there and like fart at each other the whole thing. And here I am in between the crossfire of this, and every time I like catch a whiff of something, they start cracking up, which of course then I start cracking up. And I'm like, if I remember correctly, the master needed something brought over to the secretary. Mm. And he's like, oh, brother senior deacon. Oh, wait, never mind. No. Brother junior deacon, why don't you come on over and take this? And I was like trapped there. I'm like, no, please, let me go bring it around so I could get out of this crossfire. And that was pretty damn funny. God, I'm trying to think of.
So
there's always something where it's like when you're in school too.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're trying not to laugh.
Right, because you're going to get in trouble.
Right. Yeah. And the more you try not to laugh, the worse it gets.
Yep.
So I also think it was pretty funny when the three of us were at Grand Lodge and Joe got like
15 minutes for treasure.
That was pretty
funny. Grand trustee.
Yep. That was pretty funny.
It was fairly innocuous because none of us really knew who the other, you know, who the other guys on the slate were. So it was like, well, Joe seems like a good kid. But
I just can only imagine the tellers, though, like sitting there going through. Like,
yeah, who the hell is Joe?
Who's this guy? He's got like the first one. Yeah, Joe's in here, whatever. Yeah. Oh, wow. Whoa, he's up to the three or four. Wow, he's got like seven now. Like, what's going on? Who is this guy?
He's a very and I want to be clear, man. We weren't voting for Joe just to be
a-holes. Hey, let's vote for somebody you know.
We wanted him to be a grand trustee.
Yeah.
And there were enough of us there. We were able to like create a confederation.
Unfortunately, I did not win.
No, not quite. No.
But hey, close, it was just though. An honor being nominated.
Yeah.
So one of the funniest things I find, and I try to on a regular basis, not on a regular basis, but a fairly in regular basis, is I try to get Joe mad. Because I find that shit hilarious. Like,
well, a lot of people do. A lot of people think it's funny when I get mad.
It's
not much gets them angry.
Though. I would say not mad, aggravated. Like,
that's a little easier to do.
The best episodes I think we've ever had is when you've gone on a freaking tear, like with the chili. And what the hell was the other
Dunkin'
one?
Dunkin' Donuts lady.
Dunkin' Donuts lady?
Yeah, that was a bad day for him.
Oh, the woman who scolded me about my mask.
Yes, yeah.
Yep. Mask mandate's over. Yeah. That's a good thing the buffet one isn't.
See? Yeah. There it is.
Like, come on. It's like.
Mind your own business.
Mind your. Whoa. So, a little funny little thing. There was a big debate on.
So, it was a master debate. Continue.
Yes. Mm. On the Facebook page of the Winding Stairs podcast.
Okay.
Or the Winding Stairs page. And it was, as you can imagine, like somebody posted, one of the moderators or admin posted on there, you know, get the vaccine, do it for your brothers. We're losing far too many this year, blah, blah, blah. So, of course, you know that sparks off a whole debate.
Yeah. Yep.
So then about halfway through the debate, I post rules to live by. And I post a picture of the two tablets.
Yes.
And I popped it on there. Oh, man. I got so many reactions to it. Nobody tuned me up. But I got a lot of likes on it. I got a lot of love.
Really? Nice. That's awesome.
Two rules, man. Rules to live by.
You'll never get that on our page.
No. Do your thing.
Because...
We try to avoid that.
We try to avoid that kind of stuff because there are so many people on both sides of that debate, and realistically, it's no place for it. There's no place for it in a Masonic lodge. There's no place for it in.
We get enough trouble, so we don't really need it anymore.
That is true.
Fair point. You know, I just for me personally, like I just you do you, boo boo. If you want to get it, get it. You don't.
Personal decision.
Don't wear a mask. Wear a mask. You don't want to wear a mask. Don't wear a freaking mask. I don't care. Like, it's not for something, for me personally, that's not something that needs to be in a Masonic lodge. That should
nor should it be on a page. It's like, here, there's plenty of other pages out there where you can get that information. It's not necessary.
Right. So, or talk to your doctor.
I figured it was a violation of both rules one and two.
That is pretty funny. Oh, shit. No need to throw your phone about it, though. I mean, shit.
Oh, you've been looking at your fantasy scores this entire time?
I've been going through all. I wasn't. I didn't want to look at the YouTube.
He was hiding
feed because you.
I haven't looked at mine.
I think it is somewhat. I can give a quick sports update.
I think Brother Keith Newton is kicking my butt right now.
So we've got done in the Soul Stealers versus delivering losses. Soul Stealers winning 80.46 to 61.02.
Of course you are.
Comrade Kamish is trailing Gangrene 104.26 to 101.44. Dead Rabbits trailing Fat Bastard 43 to 51.72.
We have the best team names in this league.
Host with the most. Currently beating Rule Britannia.
Rule Britannia.
Currently beating a one-eyed man.
Yes.
So I hope you're proud of yourself.
Yeah, that makes you feel good, doesn't it?
One-eyed man that couldn't see the screen when he was drafting his team.
Yeah.
155 to 136. English Finest beating We Are Korg.
Winning is winning.
109 to 62.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
And lastly, we have the Cowans beating the Grand Poobahs 154 to 51, which is so far the biggest rout of the day.
As it should be. The Cowans beating the Grand Poobah.
So that's what we've got on the Freemasons Podcast Fantasy Football League.
So
I was going to do that.
I'm sorry.
No, okay. You're good. You're good. We're in sync.
I'm going to put it out there because not that we're running out of content to talk about, because there's plenty to talk about. I was going to actually make a poll on the Freemasons Podcast community page. Basically asking what you guys want to hear about next. And the reason being is because we have a multitude of topics that I have that I'd like to talk about. We've never really covered the Red Men. That was one that we were going to talk.
I thought we did do the Red Men.
I don't think we did.
I thought we did. I don't remember. Didn't have a lot
I think we were going to. Did we?
I think we did. I think you read we're on their website, and I'm fairly certain we did. And I don't think you were here, Ken.
No, I might have heard it, but I definitely wasn't.
I'm almost positive.
You could be right then. But there's a whole bunch of multitude of topics that I'm going to put in a poll, because I want to know what you guys want to hear next, like Luminous Knight, you know, Ligarius. If there's some things you guys want to hear or talk about or for us to cover, most certainly will.
Yeah, make it open-ended too, so people can put new topics in there, and then they can up and down vote.
Yeah.
As they see fit, and that would be cool. Yeah, we really don't. We haven't gone out to the well, out to our listeners, and asked for topic ideas recently. So
we haven't fell in a well.
Yeah, we haven't really talked about it. We've kind of just been coming up with stuff on our own. But this episode, I don't know. I just wanted to
give it all my.
You did the Red Men. Thank you, Joseph Van Ho. Yeah, we did do the Red Men.
Yep.
I know that was brother. One. You know what I have? I have actually a notebook of all the different things that I would like to cover and or talk about. Sometimes I cross them out. Sometimes I do the episode and forget.
We should have like a Google Doc that we all have access to or something.
You can do that.
I'll set that up for us.
You could do that, Vicky.
Yep, I got to throw the instructions too on how to like set up
and all that crap up there. I didn't even catch it.
No, I heard you.
Oh, Vicky, like in
My Robot.
Oh, I thought you were going. I thought you were digging deep for that one. Like,
I thought he was going that
Small
old
Wonder.
That's where I thought he was going.
Her
small
name was
Wonder.
Vicky, right?
It was. That's what I. That's the first thing I thought of. So
I went with iRobot, but hey,
maybe
she
that's
fits.
Why in iRobot she was called Vicky. I thought it was
virtual, intelligent, kinetic, or something. Oh, whatever.
Yeah,
she's a small wonder. I remember that.
But
yeah, good show.
Yeah, I got a couple things that, and I have actually an alternate universe that I have in my pocket too that. I'd like to do.
Don't spoil it.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
No spoilers. Those are good ones.
But if you guys have anything you guys want to hear, let us know. This episode was kind of a homage to Joe because, I don't know. Because
you felt like it.
Yeah, I felt like it. And
I was worried. I got it.
My show!
Also, we don't get paid salary, so this is like all you get. This is your stipend.
Yeah.
Yeah,
on the show.
When you first brought it up, and you're like, oh, I got something planned good for today. Or for the next episode. It's going to be all about you. I'm like, oh, Christ.
Yeah, you didn't even want to show up.
This is not going to end well.
No.
What is going on?
I wasn't planning on roasting you. That's not what the goal was. The goal was just, you know, I felt like there should be an episode dedicated to solely you boys, one at a time, right? Things that you guys enjoy, things that you things like, you know, talk about you guys. You know what I mean? Things like... Joe, he likes, you've said it before, I like watching people slipping on ice,
I love it. I love it.
You know, he likes his dogs, so I figured let's watch some, she's a good dog, though. She's like, chill.
Yeah, she is totally chill.
Watching dogs wiping people out, because again, I like animals better than I like people. And
plus, we roast each other pretty much. That's like a normal state of affairs.
That's what we do
the show,
all the time.
So.
But this was actually an appreciation thing. Let's
yeah.
do something.
Celebration
to make,
of sorts.
Let's make Joe smile. Yeah. That's kind of what my goal was.
Why, do you think I'm dying or something?
No. Oh. But we have a...
You've been working hard on your health lately.
I have been working very hard.
Yeah.
Hear me out.
Lighten things. Make it
we have a society and a group of people who love to point out and make you mad. They post things and or say things with the intention of sparking a negative reaction out of you.
True. Very true.
So I wanted to do something a little different. I was going to spark a reaction out of you that would make you smile and laugh.
And it worked.
And mm-hmm. it worked.
There's people falling down.
So I challenge all of our listeners and those who do something that's going to make somebody laugh. Do something that's going to make somebody smile.
Even if it's at somebody else's expense.
Even
apparently.
If it's at like somebody else's expense.
Well, preferably it's at somebody else's expense that you don't know.
Right. A video.
Yeah.
On YouTube, for example. Yeah.
But show a little love. That's all. Mm-hmm. Let somebody know you appreciate them.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, have you seen... hold on. Joseph Van Hau, have you seen the video Spooky Rituals of Freemasons on YouTube posted about a month ago? No!
Oh, no. Is it
Send us a link. Yeah. Put it in the comments. Put it in the comments. We're going to watch that shit before we leave.
Is it one of those conspiracy...
We're almost at the hour mark. You got to do this, Joe. I need a good laugh. And how long is it?
So we're going to watch this thing and react to it?
Yes!
Yes, let's do that. Like, we're going to have a reaction.
Yes! Do it!
Oh, God. This could get ugly.
Counting on you, Joe. Gentlemen. Not you, Joe. Joseph Van Hau. Counting
and
on this
how?
One. I need to see this one. Video. So he said, "Spooky rituals of Freemasonry." Oh, this ought to be good.
I could just.
Oh, I
search
was wondering
for
what
it.
The hell I'm hearing in the background. That sounds like something bubbling over. It's Ken's typing.
It's
Ken's
oh no! It's also the fan is rattling. I think.
Spooky rituals of Freemasonry. He found it. We're good. We're good. He found it.
Okay.
Yes.
I found it.
Do it.
But
do it.
He didn't actually respond, but I'll find it right here. We'll go here. We'll take this.
I love this shit.
See if there's an...
Oh, God. Ball. There we go. Oh, that's never... Have you tried every home remedy for your dog's edgy skin?
See, they knew what we were talking about.
I didn't realize it was an ad. I thought it was the freaking video.
We're watching dog videos.
I was
videos
a little confused there for a second, too. Okay.
We watch dog videos, and then boom.
Oh, what is that on the bottom? Is that all... That's in... Saudi Arabian?
Yeah, I don't know. Or Sanskrit or something. I don't
Sanskrit.
Know.
Oh, great.
All right, so let's switch here. We'll go over.
Hurry up, Ken.
Dude,
I'm getting anxious.
Calm your ass.
Getting anxious. Oh, that's people busting their ass.
I know. Hang tight. It's not live.
I hang loose.
Oh, here we go. Another ad.
Is it an ad? All right, whatever.
Well, I mean, nobody can see it. I'm going to skip over it first, and then we're going to go here. Okay, cool. Now, transition over. Got a studio mode here so I can interact with the
brand. Here we go.
For Entered Apprentice stands behind the door, waiting to be summoned. He's blindfolded, and there's a noose around his neck with a length of rope trailing behind.
This is a long video,
his
by the way.
His chest is exposed at the left breast. And great. His left pant leg rolled up.
I already kind of hate it, though.
The doorkeeper raps three times and announces that the candidate desires
pause
to
it.
Enter.
What's the spookiness? Like,
why is he smoking?
It's spooky in that everything is ephemeral and they all look like specters and ghosts.
Like, I've seen the same description on the History Channel on some of their specials, and because it doesn't have the smoke and stuff, I
it
guess
seems
it's not spooky?
Better, I don't know. Well, they're also talking about preparation of candidates, which I'm not.
But why is he freaking smoking? And why is he like an elemental from freaking Chronicles of Riddick?
I don't know. It's very... Well, it's like an illustration, so pretty low production value.
Play that shit.
All right, let's see if it gets any better.
The privileges of Freemasonry. With that, the candidate is escorted into the lodge by the inner guard.
Oh, hold on, pause.
The guard holds the
Richard
tip of the
Spence.
Dagger.
He's got a PhD, so he's already full of shit. Continue.
I recognize that name. Didn't you do like a...
University of Idaho. Yeah. So, no, so Utaho.
The candidate's bare Utaho. Chest and asks if he feels anything. Next, the candidate kneels before the head of the lodge.
Wrong.
The worshipful master.
Incorrect.
And he's pulling video off a freaking...
Question and answer.
He stole it from another documentary.
He stole it, from another documentary in the History Channel.
The Bible or other holy book.
Oh, I was gonna, that's the one that I was
standing
talking about.
With his heels together to form a square, the candidate now kneels. He places his right hand on the Bible, and with his left, presses the point of a compass against his chest.
Wrong!
He swears to forever conceal.
Wait, who is this
never
guy?
Pause it.
He is clearly not a Mason. Art.
No.
Well, he also wouldn't be talking about it if he was a Mason. But
the PhD wrong again.
Mama wrong again.
Wrong again.
That is wrong. Continue.
Medulla oblongata.
No, you're wrong, Colonel Sanders.
Or points looks like Colonel Sanders. Mysteries of Freemasonry. If he breaks that promise, he binds himself to having my throat cut across, my tongue torn out, my body buried in the sands of the sea.
Wrong, 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 wrong.
The symbol brothers rise and give the sign of the interdependence.
Take your own hoodwink off.
Right hand held palm down beneath the chin, with the elbows straight out.
What is wrong?
The master asks the candidate what he seeks. He replies, the light. The master strikes his gavel, and the hood is removed.
Oh, God.
Now
this is
the candidate is shown three sacred objects, the holy book, the square,
very full
and the
of himself.
And your sister's ass.
The master reminds him that he faces a terrible retribution should he ever betray the organization's secrets.
Wrong.
Next comes instruction in the secret hand sign or grip and the secret word, Boaz.
Wrong.
And the candidate receives his Masonic badge and the symbolic tools. A gavel and a ruler.
A badge. I didn't
oh
get a badge.
God,
hey,
a badge.
We don't need no
badge.
I didn't get a freaking badge.
Final charges.
I know what they're talking. I know what they're making reference to.
Understand the importance of God. Must be law-abiding. Must abstain from political or religious
badge.
Discussion
like
in the lodge.
Wrong.
And must
in
obey
lodge,
the master and other officers. He's again warned he must never reveal any secrets of the Brotherhood. Secrecy, if you haven't noticed, is a big deal.
Yeah, so how do you know, bro?
Right.
The new brother has entered the first grade of Freemasonry.
Sounds like Disney.
Above it are
first
two
grade.
Fellow craft and master mason. Each has its ritual oath of secrecy and prescribed horrible punishments. In regular or blue lodge masonry, that's all there is to it. But let's take a closer look at the brother.
We're going to go through all 360 degrees, brother.
The most successful secret society in history. We'll examine how it grew into
successful
a worldwide presence and how Freemasonry inspired and influenced many other societies.
Some Scottish Rite brothers there.
How long is
Freemasons?
Can
pause.
Extraordinarily long, George.
Like
31 minutes and 22 seconds remain.
All right, we've teased it a little bit.
Yeah.
I say what we do is we'll do an episode. Thank you, Joseph Van Hall, for bringing this up.
Yeah, good call.
We will actually do this in another episode, or maybe next episode or something like that. We'll actually rip this apart, and we'll tell you what's true and what's not true. I could tell you right now that I don't got high hopes for it because he was already wrong about a couple of things.
It'll be like a Mystery Masonic Theater 3000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll just like mock him and make comments all along the way.
If he's being accurate, I will give praise where praise is due. If you're being inaccurate, I'm going to say PhD wrong again.
I want my badge.
What fucking badge? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
You got a badge, Ken?
The one? No, I don't. The one that he showed on the screen said something like Firth, Germany or something. So it was like some German lodge. Maybe they give you some kind of like emblem after your entered apprentice degree in Europe. But this guy doesn't sound like he's European either.
But
so
here's the thing, though. You can't every...
If you're not European, you're a crappin'.
Here's like the thing, that. Though. Masonry is different. I've had this conversation when I did the Histories Mysteries podcast.
Yeah.
With the Leeds Light Blues boys. Mm-hmm. Did those interviews, and I think Joe popped on, right? You popped
yes,
on later.
Yes, I did hop on, and I insulted Winston Churchill, and then they threw me off.
No.
Yeah.
No, but we talked about the different grips and signs and
yeah,
stuff like that, and they're
different
completely
yeah.
different because masonry is not one NWO overhead. Every country and or grand jurisdiction has a different way of doing things.
Well, we do have brothers all over the world. We're big in where are we big?
The Philippines.
The Philippines. We're very big.
Very big there.
And
Iceland.
And I think Macau.
Yeah, Macau as well. Yeah.
But any of our brothers that are international, because we do have listeners out there. If you have like a badge, I'm curious. Post a picture up on our page. Let us know.
Mm. I didn't get no badge.
What kind
of
badge?
Yeah, if you're not violating any kind
of
obligation in your jurisdiction by doing so. But yeah, I mean, in the landmarks of Freemasonry, it's pretty consistent worldwide, I think. But everything else can have a little bit of variation thrown in. It happens all the time. Who's twiddling around with the wires?
That was me. Sorry.
I thought I went deaf there for a second. One ear.
Yeah, one ear. Like, me too. I was like, oh, my God.
Joseph Van Howe. He goes a little into other BS. Well, we'll check it out. Like, yeah. We definitely will check that out. For anybody who sends us, please send us stuff like that. We love looking at this shit.
Yeah.
Especially when it's completely out there and in, I don't know,
inaccurate.
Toontown.
Yeah.
Please send it to us because we love dissecting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good
things.
One. George loves that.
PhD.
I'd like to call it analysis. But.
Luminous Night. Well, PhD in Tulery. Like seriously. Yeah. Unloading clips. Hey, what's up, brother? And lovely Sunday. Always good to see you guys doing your thing. Hold it down for the craft. That's what we do. Whoa, I did not know the grips, etc. are different. Yeah. Hugely different. Yeah. Even the words and the working tools.
Yep.
Different. Completely from England. I thought I can go anywhere and it would be the same. Good to know. Yeah, no, you can go anywhere. They'll recognize you as a Mason. But just understand, you're gonna go to give a sign or a grip
and words and stuff might be slightly different. Well, words maybe not, but I mean, by the same token, if you have to work your way in, you're gonna be able to prove you're a Mason, even if there are subtle differences. You know, they're not gonna be like, well, that's not verbatim, and you know, they know you're not from their jurisdiction, so.
And it could even change. You know, it doesn't even have to be international. Right. If you go, I've attended lodge in Rhode Island, and the ritual is completely different.
Yep.
It's more of a Scottish-based ritual from Scottish Freemasonry.
Probably because they were given their charter from a different original Grand Lodge.
And this is the thing, though. Always, if you're going to visit another lodge outside of your grand jurisdiction, always
contact your
grand secretary and let him know you're coming.
Usually this it's your secretary
will
is then supposed to call the grand secretary, and then their grand secretary calls the grand secretary in the jurisdiction you're going to, and then they contact the... I mean, that's the old way of doing it, but that's still very much the way that it's done. They do it through email now, but...
Don't just show up at their door and say, hey, I'm a Mason, because they could potentially turn you away because they don't know.
And they should. It puts them in an awkward spot, you know?
Right. And if a grand secretary from, let's say, Connecticut reaches out to a grand secretary or a secretary of a lodge over in England or France or wherever the hell you decide to go, then you got some. They know you're coming, which they'll probably put on some big grandioso type thing for you, right? And if not, at least they know that you are an actual Mason because somebody from your grand jurisdiction called ahead,
right? So. And it's also it saves you from the embarrassment and possible reprimand from potentially attending a clandestine lodge and discussing Masonry with them and sitting in lodge in a clandestine lodge. That goes against your oath and obligations. You could get some type of reprimand or I don't think they'd expel you, but potentially a reprimand or suspension.
Right. And you'll always know if you go through those secretaries.
If you just go through that.
They'll tell you right away, hey, that's not a regular lodge. You can't go and communicate Masonically with them.
So last thing. I think what we could do is me and Ken together, our forces combined, maybe we can rip half of this show so that... at least the second half of it where we will be put on Apple. But if you are on Apple listening to this, when this does come out on Apple, go to the Freemasons Podcast YouTube page and you can listen to it.
And what's that YouTube page called?
Freemasons Podcast.
Yeah, very simple.
Well, people always ask us, you know, I get that question a lot. How do I find your YouTube channel?
The Freemasons Podcast.
I can't find you on Patreon. How do I find you on Patreon?
The Freemasons Podcast.
Go to Patreon, and then you hit the search, and then, or you could just type in patreon.com/Freemasons Podcast. Mm.
Unless you're on Twitter, because for some reason over there, it's Freemasons Podcast, the.
Yeah, it's
but
backwards.
Whatever. No, everything else is the Freemasons Podcast, baby.
I think we deserve to give you a toast.
I think he does deserve a toast.
Yes.
Can I participate in it, or is this like a table lodge where I don't get to participate?
Yeah, you have to stand there with your hand over your heart and nod at everyone.
Good times.
There you are, sir.
Ain't we lucky we got them? Oh, boy.
That's for you, you son of a bitch, because every time you pour mine, you fill it to the top. So
That's usually not that high, but that makes up for like the three or four times I've
yes,
done.
Yes, it is.
At least three or four times.
Yeah, that's an actual shot.
It's actually a double, I think.
You usually don't.
I think it'll be a double.
It's about a
I'm no word that Pat Miletich used against me.
That's right. So that's right. He can take it.
To our brother and our friend Joe. I hope you enjoyed this.
It was
ode to you. And next one is going to be not ode to Ken. It's going to be beep boop boop to Ken.
And we'll put it in binary code.
Now you're speaking my language, baby.
Ones and zeros.
Yep.
Right on.
It'll be 10111 to Ken. Anyway, to you, Joe. Kenny, why don't you lead this one?
All right. Brethren, right hand the arms.
Two arms.
Ready.
Ready.
Aim.
Aim.
Fire good fire. Fire all. Together, brethren.
Vivat, vivat, vivat.
Thank you, brother.
You're very welcome. All right, let's shut this shit show down. Again, if you're listening on Apple, you can always watch the first half of this on the Freemasons Podcast YouTube page, and you can see the videos and everything we are laughing at.
Yep.
If not, you're only catching half the episode. Other than that, let's shut it down.
Shut it down.
For the Freemasons Podcast, I'm Right Worshipful Brother George Marjorie, signing off.
Worshipful Brother Joe, signing off.
And Worshipful Brother Ken, signing off.
Have a good night, everyone.
Good night, bye, y'all. Bye.